We're going to learn a beautiful story tonight about Rabbi Shmuel Bar Susrati. It happened in Rome that the queen was traveling and she dropped some of her beautiful jewelry. And obviously the queen's jewelry is very precious. So she proclaimed throughout Rome that within 30 days, whoever finds them will get a tremendous gift from the palace. But whoever retains them beyond 30 days will be executed. Now she hoped that whoever had found her jewelry would return it. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Susrati had just come into Rome and he stumbled upon her jewelry. He retained them for 30 days, and after 30 days he came before the queen and said, "Her Majesty the Queen, I have your jewels." And she looked at him stunned. She was very happy that he returned the jewelry, but she was also upset. Why hadn't you returned them earlier? And she saw that Rabbi Shmuel was an old man, that he was a wise man. So she had respect and she asked him, "Did you just come to Rome today?" And he said, "No, I've been here for 30 days. And she said, "Did you not hear my declaration?" And he said, "Nope, I heard your declaration." And she said, "Perhaps you didn't understand." And he said, "No, I understood. They said that if someone brings it back within 30 days, he will get a reward, and whoever retains them beyond 30 days will be executed." So she said, "Then I don't understand you. You understood and you returned it, so why didn't you return it right away?" So he said, "I wanted you to know that I wasn't returning it for a reward or because I'm scared of you. I'm returning it because God commanded me to return a lost item. And I wanted you to recognize that I was doing it because God said so." And when she saw this, she too, just like the Arab in the previous story, she too proclaimed, "Blessed is Hashem, the God of the Jews." And from that day on, obviously she had great respect for Rabbi Shmuel. And this is brought, that we learn from these stories, that one has to take into account the potential for Kiddush Hashem. When we look at the halacha of what to return and what not to return, so one of the things that are important to remember is to try and do things in a way that will cause a Kiddush Hashem. We see here that Rabbi Shmuel was a wise man and he knew that he would be able to get away with this, obviously, without getting killed, because otherwise he wouldn't be allowed to do this. But he figured out a way of doing it that he'll teach the queen a lesson and he'll make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and he was in fact successful.